Hello everybody, this is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show and you're listening to X Metal Monday!
XFM Metal Monday, start now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk and welcome to episode 53 of Erk FM Metal Monday, erkfmmetalmonday.com on Erk FM and also Stitcher Radio. Hello! Yes, it is episode 53 of Erk FM Metal Monday. As I'm recording this, it is Monday the 1st of October 2012, and what I thought I would do, basically, considering this is exactly the same sort of time last year that episode 1 of Erk FM Metal Monday came out, I thought that I would do something a little bit different. Some of you know that I have various music sources when it comes to shows such as Erk FM Metal Monday. Some of the bands I see live and they give me permission to play their music, or I get in contact with the media people from the event. Or, having said that, some bands find me via social networking, and then I've also got music suppliers as well that I can search. So what I thought I'd do today, I'd go to one of the sources that I use not very often, I have to say, and I probably should use it more often than what I actually do, because there's a lot of great music there that bands have put up, and if you put your music on this particular website, more likely than not, you actually get the whole podcasting thing, because I know occasionally I still have to explain it to bands and potential audience members. But having said that, considering when I started music podcasting in 2009 and it's now 2012, the awareness has increased amongst bands and the like. So what I thought I'd do today is I would go to Reverb Nation and I would have a look at the Reverb Nation metal charts for both Australia as a whole and Sydney as in particular. And so I thought I'd go through the 100 top bands on Reverb Nation for both Australia and Sydney as of right now, the 1st of October 2012. And let's see where the various bands that I have played before are actually coming on those particular charts. I have played all of these bands before, so there won't be a lot of talking about the bands, but there's going to be some epic music. Some of the bands are still together, some of the bands have broken up. So it'll be very interesting to see which bands come where. And it's also, I think, going to be good for me to go through these lists and see bands that I haven't played yet and I haven't spoken to, but I can contact them and say, hey dudes, I'm here if you want some airplay. If you are a band and you would like some airplay and you are metal, there's links on the show notes. You can email me ekpod@gmail.com. You can send me information via the social networks as well. Or if you're in Sydney in particular, you might even see me at a gig. And there's a lot of gigs coming up, and I'll try and tell you about the major ones, but there's so many gigs going on. So the best thing to do is to find bands that you're interested in and then connect with them on the social networks, and then they'll tell you when the gigs are on. Because when it comes to things like podcasts, they're not necessarily time sensitive for every single gig that's going on, and a lot of bands change venues and all that sort of stuff. So without any further ado, I'm going to go through and I'm going to list the bands, and I'm going to play the ones that I have played before. So let's start with the national chart. I think that's a very good thing to start off with. And I always like countdowns and the sense of being able to do countdowns, but I haven't done this on very many occasions before. So this is the top 100 metal bands on Reverb Nation in Australia as of this point of time, Monday the 1st of October 2012. Oh boy, this is going to be a long summer of great music, and hopefully you might actually be able to go out and check out some of these bands as well. At number 100 we have Vomitor, number 99 Cemetery Urn, number 98 The G-Force, number 97 Mammoth, number 96 Black Majesty, number 95 Stories. In at 94 is Pass Is Practice, 93 is Mr. Boomcat, 92 is Casey Jones, and at 91 is Fragmenta. Now, as I'm going over to the next page, I think that I should crack open some Liquid Inspiration. And if you check the show notes, or if you keep listening, I'll tell you what I'm actually drinking on this particular episode. So we continue. Demonium is number 90. Ilfenden is 89. Pegasus, 88. Alice Through the Windshield, 87. Then comes K Caveman at 86. House of Thumbs at 85. A Breach of Silence, 84. And the first band that we're going to play is Defamer. I featured these guys at Dead of Winter a few weeks ago now. And let's hear these guys. This is Defamer, number 83.
We'll be right back.
that was the Famer and their song Mindless Worship, number 83 on the current Reverb Nation chart for Australia. We moved to 82 with Dead Nought. 81, Avon Drift, as we move to the next page. I know I'm going to have to stop saying that. Have a drink every time I say, can you go to the next page? There should be some sort of display on here so you can determine how many bands you want to see on an actual page, because that would be really handy. At number 80, I Gave Maze. Number 79, They, Berserk and Fox. At 78, not to be confused with Frankenbach, who we'll actually hear a little bit later. See Bon Kiara at 77. Feels like I'm calling out bingo. Larry Leadfoot, 76. Awakened Solace in at number 75. Diminished Reason, 74. Five Star Prison Cell, not a bad name for a metal band, actually, 73. Sirius in at 72. And Wish for Wings at number 71. I'm actually going to have some good news about a Sydney band that a lot of us on the Sydney metal scene absolutely love, coming up a little bit later on in the episode. In at 70, we hear from Kaimora, and their number 69, my favourite number if you know me well. Quite ironically, it's a band that I've actually seen before. They headlined Very Metal Christmas 2010. Wow, it's coming up to Christmas. Very Metal Christmas, will it be on this year? You'll have to stay tuned, because I must admit, I haven't heard any buzz yet. But it is only October now, so there's still a bit of time for that sort of thing to happen. So let's hear some Day's End. Number 69 on the National Chart.
Yeah.
number 69 on the national charts and number 9 in Sydney. That was Days End with their song See You in My Nightmare. Now, they might have a new lineup because the last time I saw them live, albeit 2 years ago, they had a female vocalist. Definitely no female vocals there. That was Days End. As we continue our countdown on the Australian Reverb Nation Metal Charts for episode 53 of IRC FM Metal Monday, number 68, Octanic, and then Amino Domini 67, Hortopsy number 66, awesome name that, Blunt Force Trauma 65, that's rather cool as well. There's some really cool band names for some of these bands. I'd like to know how some of them came up with it. The Sacred Truth at 64, Aberration Nexus at 63, Aversion's Crown 62, and then in at number 61 is White Circus. If you would like to know anything else about any of the bands that I featured on today's episode, you can go to the show notes at irkfmmetalmonday.com, find episode 53, and all the links will be there. I'll link all the Reverb Nation pages for these particular bands, so you can go ahead and you can listen to any one of these bands and a lot more that you'll find on Reverb Nation. Now, the songs that are coming up on this particular episode are the demo or the tracks that the bands have selected as their representative piece. So these are the songs that the bands really want you to hear. So it might be a case of, you know, their best song or their most popular song that they will feature. And, you know, if you go to their individual page, you may find a lot more. In at number 60, we have Truth Created. 59, Dead Letter Opener. Chaos Divine at 58, and Mortal Sin in at number 57. I think I'm going to have to contact a few of these bands. I definitely think so. I would love to be able to see the whole page on one screen. That would be really, really nice. In at 56, we had Psychonaut. 55, Four Dead in 5 Seconds. Lynch Mardia at 54. Deprivation at 53. Tropical Vampirettes at 52. And Event Horizon in at number 51. So that's the second half of the top 100 already done and dusted. So far we've heard from Days End and Defamer. We've got a few more tracks coming up for you. We have a Bruiser at number 50. Metara at 49. Deaf Audio, that's a cool name for a band, in at 48. And the artwork's quite nice too. Arcadia in at 47. Belligerent Intent at 46, Electric Dynamite in at 45, and then in at 44 is the next band that I'm going to play, a death metal band from Brisbane. This is In Death, number 44, on the Reverb Nation chart for Australian metal. Enjoy this.
Yeah.
That was Our Last Enemy with a song called Devour the Sun. And prior to that, we heard In Death with their song Hellbound. In Death, number 43 in the national charts. Our Last Enemy, 43 on the national charts. And number seven on the Sydney charts. Let's continue with the Australian charts on Reverb Nation for metal. We have number 42, Shinta Kentana, and number 41, we have Portal. The good thing about these charts is that you can do it via location, and you can also choose your genre. So if you don't necessarily put metal in, you might put alternative and get a totally different group of songs altogether. Let's continue with our charts. I can see Frankenbock is coming up. Number 40, Daywalker. Number 39, Miyagi. Number 38. Oh, this is going to be a difficult one to pronounce, even if I have had a couple of sips of a particular beverage. Ni Obsolocaris, I think. 37, Boris the Blade. And then coming in at number 36 is Frankenbock. And if you are in the Newcastle area or can get to the Newcastle area for Saturday the 13th of October, War Faction Bunker Party number 9, I'll be able to confirm for next week's episode. Hopefully I will be able to be there. Frankenbock, War Faction and more will be there in the Newcastle Maitland area. War Faction Bunker Party number 9. But in the meantime, here's Frankenbock.
Trash! pieces of your life, another chance to make a stand. Believe in what you have. You have a voice,
I have a voice.
Speak up and tell them what you think. Look around, what's going down? We gotta find another way. A lack of trust in yourself.
Are listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com, episode 53. We heard there from Melbourne's Frankenbock at number 36 with their song Dying in Hell. That is, at the moment, my favourite Frankenbock song. And then at number 35, there's 308, number 34, Beyond the Oblivion, number 33, In Serbia. And then the song we just heard was from Bronson, who are in at number 32. Also from Melbourne with their song Cuts to the Bone. Also saw those guys at Dead of Winterfest in Brisbane a few months ago now. Then we have Forearm, who are they're great, apparently. So I hear they did a really good tour of America recently, in at number 31. That was the controversial tour. What was the name of the other band? I can't think of the name of the other band at the moment. Who went over to America and they pulled out of the tour halfway through. Where Forearm says, yeah, we're quite happy. We're quite cool with what has been dished out to us. And we're loving it over here, so we aren't going anywhere. So we continue with number 30. Getting serious now. Niatu, I think. Alchemist number 29, Devour the Martyr, in at 28 as we continue up the page. Never See Tomorrow in at 27, The Amenta in at 26, Hand of Mercy 25, Circles 24, Mystery 23, Liquid Optimism at 22, and Blood Duster in at number 20. So far on the episode, we've heard from Defamer, Day's End, In Death, Our Last Enemy, Frankenbock and Bronson. and they are about to be joined by another band very, very shortly. Number 20, Temujin. Number 19, Kalugia's Horse. Number 18, Alpine Fault. At number 17, Decrepit Sun, As Silence Breaks at number 16. Then we have number 15, Humonic. And number 14, the band who headlined Very Metal Christmas last year in 2011. From Adelaide, this is Double Dragon, number 14.
We'll be right back.
from Adelaide. That's Double Dragon. We've cut the cord, number 14 on the Australian Metal Chart for Reverb Nation. If there's any of the other bands that I've mentioned that you know about or that you think I should approach, let me know. You can send me an email, erkpod@gmail.com, erkpod@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on the show notes. At erkfmmetalmonday.com, or you can contact me via the social networks. Links are on the show notes, and let me know which one of these bands that I've mentioned but haven't played should I approach. And then if I do this again further on down the track, or if I what I might do next time is focus on Melbourne maybe, or check out our buddies in New Zealand, might do a similar sort of thing for the Kiwi ones now that I've played some Kiwi bands. I reckon Ro would do a good job doing the UK metal charts because, I thought of a good one for Ro. Norway and Sweden. Do the same thing for Norway and Sweden, Ro. See which one of the bands you've played, because you've done more metal episodes than I have. And see how you go. Ro from the Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal. Anywho, number 13... Ouroboros or Ouroboros, depending on how you pronounce it, number 13. Those guys are good. I've been meaning to see them live, haven't got round to it yet. Should let them know about this show as well. Day of Wrath, number 12, and Bell Lake Ore at number 11. Apologies in advance and previous, I suppose, about some of the pronunciations. I'm not familiar with all of these bands. And some of them aren't easy, especially after I've been drinking some Southern Comfort. I've only had quarter of a can, but hey, it's late. I've been at my place of employment, and I'm just winding down, and I'm trying to read stuff off a screen where I can't see 10 bands on the one screen without having to scroll up or down. Number 10 is Subjective. Number 9, Universum. Number 8, Nefaria. Some of these bands, I even wonder if they're Australian by the sounds of their names. Number 7, Illuminous. Number 6, Primaria. Number 5, Her Tortured Embrace. Number 4, awesome name from metal band, Destroyer 666. Kanvak at number 3. Sorry, Kroptic at number 2. And Toe Colour, number 1. So there you have the Australian Metal Chart on Reverb Nation today. 100, all the way to number 1. Now here's Cordia. Number 98 on the Sydney Metal Chart. And of course, this should be Mosquito. And it is!
Shoot him!
from Sydney, number 98 on the Sydney charts. That's Cordia with the very catchy song Mosquito, as also heard recently on the Dark Compass Metal Show. What I've decided to do for the Sydney listings, I'm not going to read 100 through to 1. I'm going to read the page of songs that I play, and just if you want to know the rest, you can go to ReverbNation.com and click on charts and go nuts. Have a look at the charts that you're interested in for the location that you're interested in. Number 100 on the Sydney chart for Reverb Nation, Excuria. Number 99, Head in a Jar. Cordia, as we heard. Number 98, Age of Menace. 97, Hangover Black. 96, Sundown. 95, Toe to Toe. 94, Own Worst Enemy. 93, Cadian Injection. 92, and Let Her Drown at number 91. Now let's skip forward a couple of pages and hopefully I get the right page right at the start, but maybe not. We're going to hear from Vendetta of the Fallen, who are number 65 on the Sydney Metal Chart for Reverb Nation. Who's number 69? Omina. I've heard of them, I haven't seen them yet. That's number 69. Number 65, here is a Vendetta of the Fallen.
Yeah.
There's a band I haven't heard from for a while because they're not actually together, but they're still riding high and rocking hard on the Reverb Nation metal chart for Sydney. First of all, in that pair of songs we heard from Vendetta of the Fallen, in at number 65, with a very familiar voice on that song as well. We also, on that song, 6 Hours, that song featured Michael from Immodus, so... Yeah, that was rather cool. in at number 65. And Centered Self, we heard their song Measure of Madness in at number 61. They're not actually together anymore, but they are still rating on the Reverb Nation chart, which is rather cool, I've got to say. For a band who doesn't have any current tracks out, they're not gigging or anything like that because they're not together. So I think that's a rather outstanding achievement. We heard, or we didn't hear because I haven't approached them yet, but Switchblade was number 70, Omino 69, Incendia Throne 68, Dragon's Core 67, The Veil in at number 66, Vendetta of the Fallen featuring Michael from Immodus, the particular track you heard, as we heard, 65, Khan of K 64, Justice for the Damned at 63, One Shot Kill in at 62, and Centered Self in at number 61. Coming up in October is the Whiplash Festival, which is basically occurring over the east coast of Australia. Sydney, Brisbane, Gosford, Newcastle, Canberra, and Melbourne over the space of just over a week, with some great bands there. Actually thinking about putting in for some annual leave and saying, you know what, I'm going on tour and I'm going to go to all those shows. Yeah, might have to do something about that rather quick. But yes, hopefully we'll be featuring in current weeks, and hopefully I'll be able to feature some of the bands who are appearing at Whiplash. More details about that very, very soon. We are continuing our look at the metal charts for Reverb Nation in Sydney, and we just heard from Centered Self. We have our next band coming in very, very shortly. In at number 54, this is As Chaos Unfolds. You're listening to IRC FM, Metal Monday.
They used to own their life, but death came quickly. Eating for their strength, you only rise again and take revenge on those who live in fear.
So here they come.
And this was a supernatural truth.
And they will lead you to your wrath or fire.
Fresh from Erkstock, that was Gutter Tactic with their song called Storm. And we skipped quite a... how many Southern Comforts and Cokes have I had? I haven't even had half a can yet. I'm a bit of a lightweight tonight. That was Gutter Tactic with their song called Form. They are number 23 on the Sydney Metal Chart for Reverb Nation. Prior to that, we heard from Tensions Arise with their song In the Eye of Fire, number 35. Prior to that, we heard from The Black and Beneath with their song The Rise and Fall of Man, number 50. And prior to that, number 54, As Chaos Unfolds with their song Demons of the Past, number 54. Now, let me tell you about this next band, our last song of the episode. They've been missing in action for quite some time. I wanted them to play at Erkstock, but unfortunately that wasn't possible. They are reappearing, possibly for the last time, in Sydney at the end of October. More details coming very, very soon. But here's Fucking Modus with their song. Let's see which song it's actually going to give us. Number 18. Oh yes, love this song. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Modus. It's been a long time. That was Negative from Modus. Looking forward to possibly seeing those guys live again very, very soon at the end of October. However, looking at the Whiplash tour, that might actually clash, which is unfortunate. But having said that, there's been a lot of clashes with a lot of great gigs lately. And coming summer, there's going to be a lot more. Yeah, I think I can do this. Sydney, Brisbane, Gosford, Newcastle, and then Canberra, and then Melbourne, and then back home in just over a week. I think I can do that. Anywho, let's tell you about the top 10 bands in Sydney, and then I'll wrap things up and finish this rest of this can of this Southern Comfort and Coke before I go to bed. Oh, fatigue plus Southern Comfort plus metal plus irk equals dangerous, question mark. Number 10, Larry Leadfoot. Number 9, Day's End, who we heard from earlier. Amino Domini. Number 8, Our Last Enemy, we also heard from earlier. Number 7, Shinto Katana. Number 6, The Amenta. Number 5, Hand of Mercy. Number 4, The Wrong Screen Moves Up. As Silence Breaks, number three, Ouroboros, Ouroboros, whatever you want to pronounce it, number 2, and Kunvuk, K-U-N-V-U-K, just for those playing along at home, number 1 on the metal charts for Sydney. Anywho, on this episode, you have heard I don't know if I'm drunk or tired or combination thereof. I don't think I'm actually drunk. I think it's more tired than anything. On this episode, we have heard from Defamer, Day's End, In Death, Our Last Enemy, Frankenbock, Bronson, Double Dragon, Cordia, Vendetta of the Fallen, Centered Self, As Chaos Unfolds, The Black and Beneath, Tensions Arise, Gutter Tactic, and Modus. Absolutely awesome stuff. Don't forget to join me next week, Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 54. Who knows what's going to happen on that episode. If that's not enough metal, go ahead and check out my buddy Ro from the Dark Compass Metal Show, darkcompass.com/metal. That is an absolutely awesome, epic metal show, as you've heard me bang on about before. If you want to hear more music that's not necessarily metal, don't forget to check out my other shows on Irk FM as well, Irk FM International and Irk FM Australia, and also say hi to the buddies of mine at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The music on this episode has been played on Irk FM Metal Monday before, with the permission of the bands. The episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. I'm Irk. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And until next week, good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening.